pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We've got a variety of things we're going to be talking about throughout the week. And, Daddy, it's getting to that time of the year now, especially locally in the high school scene, where we're going to be back into talking to a lot of the coaches about their teams and how things are going right now. We're a lot of conference wrestling coming up this week. We're going to talk with Pat Nijen of St. Paul. They're hosting the Lou Platt Conference meet later on in the week. We're going to have him on the program, I believe, Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, a lot of basketball going on. Kurt Bonjoff of Elwood's going to join us today. We're going to talk about his Pirates, who are ranked fifth and have been right around that spot in the Omaha World Herald the whole time this season. And also about the outstanding athlete of Bryson Malberg. He's averaging 40 points a game over his last five or six contests. He got 43 last time out, and we'll have a chance to talk to him. Plus, coming up a little bit later on the show, Tom Hamilton is going to join us as we talk more about the River City Hunting and Fishing RV and Boat Show coming up this weekend at the Mac Center. And already a lot of excitement. We've given away quite a few tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll give away more, so some people are already excited about that. Of course, you can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN. And you can listen to us on the World Wide Web, ESPNSuperstation.com, home of the Prairie Hills Poll in One question. Who do you want to see in the Super Bowl? Four selections. You want to see the Packers? You want to see the Patriots? You want to see them play each other? Log on and vote today.
Man, Doug, I'm thinking about 40 points a game over five or six contests, and you know, you see a player go up and do that once or twice. What about a triangle and two with the two guys on Malberg? I'd like to see if those other four guys, and we'll ask Kurt Bonchoff this, will those other four guys be able to step up if that is the case and actually score enough points to remain in ball games? And that's just an amazing accomplishment to continually be doing that. You know, we noticed he made a late run into the state football playoffs. Took him a couple weeks to get started. He was terrible shooting the basketball the first couple of weeks, but since just came on like a wildfire. And Bryson Malberg, certainly one of the athletes in the area that a lot of people are talking about on a statewide level.
So we'll talk about that. Again, just want to throw off the top of the show here. We did have a scheduling conflict on the program today. We told you that Connie Yori, Nebraska women's basketball coach, was going to join us. That has been rescheduled for next Tuesday. Our apologies. The Huskers are off to a great start, 13-3 overall, 2-0 in the conference. We will have Coach Yori, but it is next Tuesday, not this Tuesday, so our apologies for that. But we will talk to Tom Hamilton. We will talk to Kurt Bonjoff. And the Husker men play tonight at Colorado. And as Andy Markowski said on the show yesterday, this is a must-win for the Big Red. Doc Sadler knows that. He can't say it out loud, but you can't lose to the worst team in the Big 12.
Well, and Doc Sadler can't say it out loud, although he can say it'd be a huge, huge, huge win. And it doesn't get much similar than that. If you're at practice, I think you'd have heard Doc Sadler say, guys, we got to go out there and get one against a team that's 8-7. We got to get, this is a win we got to have. If everybody's aspirations and dreams of that NCAA tournament are going to come to fruition at the end of this season, this is a game we've got to win.
And another thing you have to take a look at is Jeff Bezdelic, if I screwed that up, first-year coach at Colorado. They're at home saying, boys, we're at home. We need to beat Nebraska. This is one of the teams we can beat this year, and we're at home. This, on the other side, Colorado, this is a game they look at like they have to win.
Well, you're talking kind of night and day about if you look back to the first Big 12 game, too, as far as shooting the basketball. Nebraska, for players that don't have the last name of Merrick, I believe 34%, Nebraska 40% overall in that ball game. Well, Colorado shot 62% against A&M. Now, that's something, one of the best defensive teams in the league, Texas A&M. They shot 62%. So look out. They're going to have to play defense. Defense coming into this season was something that was emphasized. And Coach Sadler, when you're undermanned, that's something you've really got to do and do well. Get a hand in people's face, check them out, keep them off the boards, and then go down and score on your end. But keeping that field goal percentage down for Colorado is going to be huge tonight. And if they shoot at 62%, the Huskers go home with a loss.
Oh, boy. Hate to see that. UNK splitting with UNO last night. A couple of very competitive ball games. UNO is just better right now on the men's side, even though Drake Baranek continues to put up amazing numbers. Boy, if this crew can continue to improve over the next 2 years, they're going to be a solid, solid ball club again by the time these kids are all seniors. And the women, you know, the roller coaster ride continues. UNO's women have been in the national rankings, and now they're down to 14-3, but the Loper women, 13-4 on the season. You know, they get those two big wins in Hawaii, then come back and drop back-to-back games in Minnesota. And now, since then, they're right back rolling again. If they would have won those games in Minnesota, I think this is a team that's ranked in the top 15, and people are really looking at North Dakota, maybe them giving them a shot here.
Yeah, I think you're right. And last night certainly was the Mathis Mead show. I believe 25-19, if the statistics serve me correct, from those two young ladies. Fine effort, able to come out of there. Kind of a defensive game last night. You know, used to those RMAC scores in the 70s, 80s. Last night, what, about 67-63 final, I believe it was. But a good win nonetheless. A good win to get against UNO anytime.
Hastings men will not be scheduling South Dakota again anytime soon. 95-48. And it's not going to get any easier. We've talked to Coach Lance Creech. He knew they needed to do some of the things they were doing early on because, wow. I think the loss at Dakota Wesleyan, though, is really going to come back and probably be the stinger for the weekend. It was supposed to be beat Dakota Wesleyan, and then let's see what we can do against South Dakota and come on back. But now Morningside comes in, and if you want to watch basketball Saturday afternoon, you go to Hastings College. I don't know where you're at. You don't go to Lincoln. You don't go. UNK's out of town. But the women's teams will probably both be in the top five or six. Morningside was fourth. Hastings was ninth this week. Hastings beat sixth-ranked Concordia. They'll move up. So they're both in the top 10 anyway. For the men, I expect Hastings College will now probably fall out of the top 25 when the new poll comes out tomorrow. But Morningside is expected to be number one in the country after the previous number one was beaten over the weekend. And so look for Morningside to be number one in the country with, by the way, a Central Nebraska player being named the GPAC Men's Basketball Player of the Week. Jack Rother, the 6'3 senior out of Wallback, averaging 19.6 rebounds as the Mustangs went 2-0 this past week. So Rother helping them to what could be the number one spot in the country. They do host Sioux Falls tomorrow night, and then they have to get through that to stay unbeaten, taking on Hastings College men on Saturday.
You got to hope Hastings can ride this ship and get a little bit of confidence going. This is a time of the year which that confidence, you want to get it going a little bit as you start to build and start to kind of climb that hill to play your best basketball of the year, ideally.
You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN. Some high school hoops is coming up tonight here on ESPN Radio. Kearney Catholic at Grand Island Central Catholic. And on Power 99 FM, the Minden Whippets continue to play well, and they're going to take on St. Paul. Both girls' teams are rated. St. Paul's boys' teams receiving consideration, only two losses on the year. And Minden, now let's take a look at the brand-new rankings from Stu Pospisil and the Omaha World-Herald. We mentioned A and B yesterday. For the boys today in Class C, Minden remains number three behind Pearson Boys Town. St. Cecilia is sixth. In C2, Ravenna, even though they lost to Minden, they move up to number one because Deschler lost as well. So Ravenna, number one team of the state in C2. Heartland second, Deschler third. Grand Island Central Catholic is fourth. In D1, Fremont Bergen and the Ike Meyer kid, they remain number one off to a 10-0 start. Elwood is fifth. We'll talk with Coach Kurt Bonjoff later on the program. Palmer is sixth. In D2, Pleasanton second, and Hampton sets in seventh. On the girls' side, you see in C1, Minden has moved up to number two. Oh, boy. And Kearney Catholic 7th, St. Paul 9th. I got some. I got to say it here in just a minute. In C2, Sutton Girls are 2nd, Cambridge 3rd, Grand Island Central Catholic 6th, Deschler 8th, Heartland 9th. So Deschler and Heartland, Grand Island Central Catholic, all have boys and girls teams that are doing well and are in the rankings. In D1, girls, Silver Lake 3rd, Eustace Farnham 4th, Kennesaw 6th. And in D2, Pleasanton girls are 2nd, Giltner 7th, North Loup Scotia 8th, and Loomis is 9th. Why, if you pick up the Omaha World Herald and look at the rankings today, and that's what we look at, and we also talk from time to time with Riley Jane Hamilton and Ron Powell of the Lincoln Journal Star. But I have always had, and I think he's a nice guy, Mike Patterson does the girls' rankings. Stu Pospisil does the boys. Mike Patterson does the girls' rankings. Columbus SCOTUS beat Norfolk Catholic, and they move into the rankings at number 10 in C1, and they're 7-4. Oh, my God, let's do a story on them. Have we not had enough of some of these schools? And I'm sure, and I'm talking from a statewide publication. Here we talk about a lot of the same schools because that's what we cover. We cover who's good, we talk about who's good, and we talk about all the kids around the area that are doing well, at least we hope we do. But why? Haven't we seen enough Columbus SCOTUS to gag anybody for the last 10 years? Go find a story. Write a story on somebody you have not written a story on. Woo! You won 1-point game over Cal. Woo! Woo! You talk about an easy story to write. I'm sorry. It's just the way I feel. Mike, if you would happen to be listening, I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Find it interesting looking at Ron Powell's ratings. Doug, Columbus SCOTUS is ranked 4th. With Norfolk Catholic.
Did he write a story about him?
No.
Sutton wrote a story about Sutton and a couple of the great players that are doing Courtney Stone, is that right?
Yes.
Leading the way for Sutton. And so the lady, over there they're the Phillies. They're not like the Lady Mustangs, they're actually the Phillies. So congratulations to them.
Yeah, 11-0 start.
We've got Mark and Minden on the line for you, Doug.
What about Daddy? Is he on the line for Daddy?
Oh, yeah, his question about the SCOTUS story you were just talking about.
Mark? Good morning.
Hey, I agree with you. I got sick of it at volleyball, too. Here we are, all these other teams qualified for state, and then the only story they could come up with, the headline, was teams wide open with SCOTUS not there. Well, they got beat. Write about somebody else. I agree with you, Doug, and I'm glad you brought it up.
All right, buddy. Hey, we'll see you tonight.
Yeah, see you, man.
Take care. Yeah, and it's the way it is. I mean, it's people get sick and tired of hearing about the Yankees, the Red Sox, the New England Patriots, the Dallas Cowboys, the L.A. Lakers, you know, whoever the team of the time is, and I agree. That is a story when the SCOTUS volleyball team doesn't make it, but that is not, you know, that's a story. It's not the only story. And so hopefully the media criticizing the media, we're not perfect here either. Let's go to the email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. This is from Brandon, who says, I was curious about your thoughts on a college playoff system after seeing the NFL this year. I, for one, don't want a college playoff system because I don't think that it will give us a true champion, as everyone believes it will. I don't believe that the Giants would win that game if played again, but in a one-and-done playoff, even though the Cowboys won twice in the regular season, it doesn't matter. For those who think that I'm a Cowboy homer and am just complaining, I actually don't care for them and was glad to see them lose since you guys ragged on my Chiefs. We touched on that a little bit yesterday, you know, saying 8 out of 10 times I think the Colts beat the Chargers, and, you know, I'd say 7 out of 10 times, maybe 8, the Cowboys beat the Giants.
On that one day, I still go back 71 plays to 44 plays and we lose?
Well, how's that possible? Wade Phillips actually said we were the better team, but we did not win, and that's just the way it goes.
Oh, it was a long afternoon taking heat yesterday. Especially on the Michael Strahan hat. Boy, Jay Stair was all over me yesterday every time. Michael Strahan, where? Give Jay Stair a double left hook. I'm like, pow!
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom Hamilton to talk about the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, RV and Boat Expo going on this weekend at the Max Center in Council Bluffs. A lot of people from the area are going. We'll tell you what to expect after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
There's something for every outdoorsman at the 5th Annual River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo, January 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Mid-America Center, just off I-80, across from Bass Pro Shops, featuring hunting, fishing, RVs, boats, merchandise, and lodge information, plus free kids casting events and lots of other special activities. Seminars and speakers include nationally renowned favorites Larry Porter and Hutch Hutchinson Walleye Fishing, and Joel Vasek Smallmouth Bass Fishing. You'll also have a chance to see the latest and greatest in boats, all-terrain vehicles, and campers currently on the market. Visit Dog Village, sponsored by ProPack Pet Food, and keep what you catch at the Live Trout Pond, sponsored by Cabela's. Partnering for the weekend with Bass Pro Shops, Dahl Distributing, and Midwest Insurance Associates. Admission is $7 for adults and $3 for children 15 and under. Dollar off coupons are available at Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, and area sporting goods stores. Outdoorsmen of every age, don't miss the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, January 18th through the 20th. Presented by the Pottawatomie County Chapter of Pheasants Forever.
Winter blues got you down?
It wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Longnecks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier with extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8. Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm will have a pair of games on home ice this weekend, hosting Ohio Friday and Saturday night. Face-off at 7:05. The Nebraska men's basketball team is on the road tonight to Boulder, Colorado to take on the Buffaloes. 8 o'clock tip time on Fox Sports Net. The Nebraska women's basketball team looks to go 3-0 in the conference when they travel to number 11 Oklahoma tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams will be on the road this weekend, playing at Colorado Springs Friday and Regis on Saturday. For the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams, they will host Morningside Saturday afternoon. Morningside men and women come in the top five of the country. Tip times are at 2 and 4. In wrestling, UNK will duel at Central Oklahoma on Saturday. Hastings College heads to the UNO Open in Omaha on Saturday. And the Nebraska wrestling team is at Oklahoma State on Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN. I'm Doug Duda. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tuesday, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Coming up in the second half of the program, Kurt Bonjoff of Elwood going to join us to talk a little boys' hoops as well. But right now, we are pleased to talk about the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, RV and boats, and all kinds of great things going to be going on this weekend. And we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've had a lot of folks that have already been going on and getting ready to go down to the Max Center coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 7, Sunday 10 to 4. And to join us to talk about it, we have Tom Hamilton. And Tom, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We have got a big event going on this weekend. It's been going well for the last couple of years here that we've been talking about it on the show. And I'll tell you what, these tickets that we're giving away are flying out the door. So I think the more people know about this, the bigger crowds you guys seem to get.
That is absolutely true.
You got a lot of things going on this week. You start on Friday. We're going to have Dick Turpin on the program tomorrow to talk about some of this. But to just give the folks an overall view of what to expect if they haven't been there before.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just do that overshot. Here we go. We've got resorts from six states in Canada. We have hunting reserves from South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska. We've got the DNR from both Iowa and Nebraska. We have wildlife art. We have boat dealers and RV dealers. We have fishing tackle dealers. We have a dog village coming up, sponsored by ProPack Dog Food. We have geese on parade. We have a kids' trout pond, sponsored by Cabela's. And these are all activities that are going on, and we're very kid-friendly. I'm going to run down our speakers that we have coming up. We've got Rod Broadhagen, who's going to be talking about moose and bear hunting. and he's out of Ontario, Canada. We've got Larry Porter, who everybody knows Larry Porter from the Omaha World Herald and Hutch Hutchison. They're going to be talking about walleye fishing on Lake Oahe. We've got Mike Lamsford and Dave McCoy, who are going to be talking about largemouth bass fishing. We've got Jerry Walker, who's going to be talking about catfishing in the Midwest. And, man, what a topic. Everybody loves to go catfishing. And you just mentioned Dick Turpin, the Rock on Tour. Excellent, excellent communicator who's going to be talking about turkey hunting. And everybody loves to go talk to Dick over at the teepee. And then we have Jim West and Rhonda Hocus who are going to be there. These are some of the top competing dog trainers in the upper Midwest today. And then we have Joel Vasek from Missouri Valley Guide Service, who's going to be talking about smallmouth bass and walleye fishing in South Dakota. And not last but least here is we have Gene Minster, who's going to be talking about crappie fishing. And we have 28 different seminars going on, and so if they would like to see the specific times for all of these different speaking times, they need to go to www.pheasantsforeveriowa.com is our website, and it lists all of these events that are going on. And especially one of the things the kids love is Geese on Parade. Paul Messerschmidt from up north of Missouri Valley has a trained flock of geese that actually follow him around and honk and spit and so on and so forth. And they have vests and hats on and diapers on. And if you have, this is worth the price of the ticket, is just to come see Geese on Parade.
Daddy does that right here in the studio from time to time. I'll tell you what, honk and spit a lot.
Yeah, honk and spit a lot. That works.
Tom, talk about the advancement of how far this whole weekend has came since you've become involved and how big it's gotten.
Well, it's grown from, we started 5 years ago, and so this is our fifth year. This is put on by our local chapter of Pheasants Forever, and it started with like 82 vendors, and we have now exceeded that. We used to be at about 5,000. Now we do between 9,000 and 12,000 people. You know, I mean, this is an event. You can come for the weekend. There's so many things going on at this event. You can come Friday night and come back Saturday and totally do a whole different group of speakers and just see what's going on. And people love to get into these resorts now and, you know, start getting their reservations for summer. Don't believe the doomsdayers. And, you know, get out there and vacation, you know, with your family and your kids. And this is what this is all about. This is a kids' event. We are really kid-friendly because we've got the trout pond that's sponsored by Cabela's. You can catch and release fish, or you can catch your fish and put them in a plastic sack and take them home and enjoy the high protein and the low fat content.
Tom Hamilton is joining us to talk about the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. So there's stuff for the kids, there's stuff for the adults. This is obviously at the Mac Center. It's going to cover a lot of ground. You touched a little bit on the Geese on Parade thing there, Tom, but what else, I guess when you said bear and moose hunting, that kind of caught my eye as something that might be a little different, interesting, and intriguing. What about what kind of catches your eye?
Well, I'm always enthused about the different variety of things going on because we have vendors from like seven different states. And one of the things that's really been picking up, as far as I'm concerned, in the last few years is people are coming in and they're looking for a vacation a vacation destination. And I'm going to tell you the hot spot right now is Missouri in Kansas because people are going south and they can utilize this, you know, all year long. By going south, much more, you know, so than going north. And so these are some of the things that I'm looking at. I love to hunt, and I've got a dog, and his name is Bill, and Bill is a German wirehair pointer, and if you want to get tips on how to train dogs, Jim West has forgotten more about how to train dogs than most people ever have. Did I forget to mention the free parking?
Well, there's a lot of parking lot out there too, buddy.
500 free parking spots around the Mac Center.
Tom, maybe speak to the amount of boats and RVs that are there as well. People just want to come and check them out and then go home and think about them and get in touch with those people later.
Absolutely. We've got a full ice arena, 35,000 square feet in the ice arena that's going to be taking up with just RVs and campers. And then we have the main boat hall, if you want to get into that. That's another probably 20,000 square feet that's going to have boats in it, and the latest boats with the latest electronics that are on these as well.
Talking with Tom Hamilton here on the Doug and Daddy Show at the 2008 River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo coming up this weekend at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs. We're going to give you a chance to win another family four-pack here in just a moment. And again, it's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A lot of these seminars, they'll do it two, three, four, five times over the weekend. You can find out the complete schedule, as Tom said, at pheasantsforeveriowa.com. Pheasantsforeveriowa.com. One question I had thinking about the interview this morning, Tom, is it seems like, especially in the metro area, and when there's not that many metro areas in Nebraska, I guess you're talking Omaha, Council Bluffs, Lincoln, we're starting to see Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, more stores, more huge stores being built up. What do you see as the reason why outdoor sporting events, whether it's fishing, hunting, whatever it may be, continue to grow? Is there popularity because of things like this, or is there one thing you can put your finger on?
I think that it's a number of things right now. I think that we're seeing a lot of things where women in sports, this is growing at about 28% a year, women in sports. And archery has just taken off. Archery is like golf. You know, who do you compete with? You compete with yourself. And this is one of the things that you can compete at all sorts of different levels. I'm into fishing with my kids, and this is the answer to me. I have two adult children, both boys, and I have four grandkids right now, and I'm really looking forward to taking my grandkids fishing. When my kids were little, I always told people, I said, if you hunt and fish with your kids, you never have to go hunt for your kids.
I think they used, Daddy, didn't your father use you as bait every once in a while? That's what I was wondering.
Tom, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend, and best of luck on everything going on down there.
You bet.
Take care. Thanks for the time, Tom. Tom Hamilton. We will see you. Thanks, buddy. We have the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. Dick Turpin's going to join us to talk a little bit more about that coming up tomorrow on the program. Later on this week, a variety of other guests. We're going to talk with some of the members of the Division II National NCAA Women's Basketball Committee in town this Thursday. Of course, UNK hosting that. You know, Daddy, when you go down to this, it's like a field trip for adults. And as I said, it's very kid-friendly, so the kids can learn. But I'll tell you what. The parents want to go just as bad as the kids want to go.
Yeah, and you know, you look at these seminars. A lot of it relates right here to the Midwest. You know, a lot of trade shows. You know, you've got moose and you know something that intrigues you maybe outside, but you've got a lot of people go to Lake Oahe in the summer, spring, summer, and fall. I mean, dozens of people that I know that are big fishermen. That's one lake. Maybe you don't know much about it. Maybe you're going down there for the weekend and like to catch up and just learn a little bit more about it and find what the opportune times there are to go up to Lake Oahe at Pierre, South Dakota. A great opportunity. Smallmouth fishing, crappie fishing. You see a lot of pictures. You know, Kearney Hub's had several pictures lately of guys out on the ice with crappie and white bass. Be a good opportunity to go down and just check it out. Just catch a couple seminars. You know, a lot to do down there in that area. And you know what? Maybe the kids are old enough to saunter out on their own, snag a trout or two in the face, and they can sneak over to the casino for a couple hours.
Be back a little bit, kids. It's a big place. Don't get lost. All right?
Enjoy.
You behave your mom. All right? You find your mom. All right? And you got your cell phone? All right. If you get lost, you call me. Not for 3 hours, though. Yeah, I'm a little concerned, you know, being the outdoor enthusiast, especially fisherman that you are. I thought maybe you would be asked to give a seminar.
No.
You may be Lumpy?
Lumpy. My friend Lumpy, the state walleye champion with Brian Reglin. Now, there would be a seminar you wouldn't want to miss.
I think you've been to a couple of their seminars, haven't you? Dick Turpin going to join us tomorrow on the program. Coming up, Kurt Bonjoff, head boys basketball coach at Elwood. We've got a variety of other things to talk about. But right now, want to give away a family four-pass to the River City Hunting and Fishing RV and Boat Expo. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. What did Tom Hamilton say will be parading this weekend at the Mac Center? Which animal will be parading that Daddy thought would be kind of cool to
spitting.
See? Spitting and honking.
Those.
Think that might have given away? We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Wouldn't you like to be able to go back to working out or playing with your kids? Getting to family events with no pain in the same weekend? You can now with Salon Pause Medicated Patches. Their medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck at dinner. No more aching back in the morning. Lasting relief. You can go out there and be more active with Salon Pause. You can find Salon Pause patches at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
Didn't get what you wanted for the holidays? Pick out something special at Advance Auto Parts with buy one, get one free offers like Advance Auto Parts Detailing Wipes. Mix or match from glass, leather, cleaning, or protected. Buy one, get one free. Save $3.68. Or Advance Auto Parts Total Grip Oil Filters. Buy one, get one free. Save $2.88. Even Champion Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free. Save $6.44. We're working harder to make our stores better than the rest.
Ready at Advance.
Hurry, sale ends January 27th. See store for details.
Lips Printing Service has now made things even easier for our customers. Place your orders online with ease at lipsprintzone.com. This state-of-the-art website is your 24-hour link to Lips Printing Service. Place orders, get estimates, access your account, view current proofs, and upload new projects anytime, day or night. It has never been easier to get your printing needs completed at lipsprintzone.com. Done right, on time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Kearney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Kearney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax refund time is fast approaching. At Kearney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some low clouds and fog linger early on yet today. Then some sunshine develops. High temperatures reach the lower 40s with south winds to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and more clouds move in late with a slight chance of snow showers by the overnight. Low of 18. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Betty, 2 days in a row. You're getting geeked up for the halftime show, aren't you?
I am. I like Betty.
Hey, who doesn't like Petty? I like Tom Petty. I love Tom Petty.
And I would Petty even, doesn't like...
No, I
don't know who this is.
Yes, I would have got Tom Petty on this. See, Indianapolis boy, I believe.
Man.
Usually I'm not happy about the Colts.
Usually I can work things out just shaking my head at Daddy, but now I can't even shake my head, so it's still a little tight this morning. It's a little tight.
Probably whiplash, Doug.
No, it's not whiplash. It's not whiplash, Tony. Tony, it's
but
not whiplash.
Did you know that whiplash injuries occur when a person's spine, usually their neck, was hurt by being unexpectedly or suddenly thrown in a very quickly in one direction and then the opposite direction? Whiplash is one of the most common occurrences of auto accidents. It's estimated that 15 to 30% of car occupants will suffer neck pain. Ow. An individual who's been in an accident should first make sure that there are no life-threatening injuries by letting EMT and emergency personnel evaluate their situation.
Ow.
If all MRI, CT scans, and x-rays are negative and your doctor releases you, the next step is to be evaluated by a chiropractor for abnormalities in your cervical spine.
Dr. John Klingensmith.
This could lead to further spinal pain. Chiropractic manipulation realigns the bones in your neck so it will heal to in the correct position. If you've been in an auto accident and have chronic neck pain, you need to call
Dr. John Klingensmith
for a chiropractic examination today, 11 West 31st Street, 234-4940. Dr. John Klingensmith and Klingensmith Chiropractic there to all your cervical needs. Call today for appointment.
Cervical needs? What the hell did you just say?
I think
you can't even read it when it's right in front of you.
No, that's not on there. I was ad-libbing.
Cervical needs, yeah.
I was ad-libbing.
No wonder. I was going to say, why don't you ad-lib a little once
for all your lumbar needs,
hey,
too.
Anybody got a cervical need over here?
Dr. John's there to fix it, 11 West 31st Street in Kearney. Conveniently located right on the south side
Hello,
of the
Dr. John Klingensmith's office.
Yeah, I got a cervical need.
Are you sure? Could it be a lumbar need?
Why don't you just hang with impingement? I think you just gave me impingement right there. Good Lord. Don't start 08 feeling bad. See Dr. John Klingensmith, 234-4940, Monday through Friday, 11 West 31st Street, just south of Good Samaritan Hospital. Unbelievable. Well, also a little unbelievable is the way some schools can just get things rolling and have a great season time after time and have it roll on from fall to winter to spring. And one of the teams in the area that's off to a great start and has one of the great individuals in all of a state area in basketball is Elwood. Bryson Malberg and his teammates are off to a 10-1 start. And we are pleased to be joined by the head ball coach at Elwood, Kurt Bonjoff, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. About as good as your basketball team. You've got a young man that's on a roll right now, and I know he's got a supporting cast, and we'll talk about that as well. But have you ever seen a kid, Bryson's averaging, what, 40 points over the last six ball games right now? Have you ever seen a kid on a roll like this?
Well, Bryson offensively right now is playing at a pretty high level. He's shooting the ball well. He's playing with a lot of confidence right now, and like you said too, yeah, the other guys that are playing also are doing a great job of contributing and realizing that, you know, with having someone on the team like this, that it's still a team effort. But if you have someone, you know, with that capability, you use it to your advantage.
Kurt, I've talked a little bit about early in the season, he had trouble getting started. Do you think that was just due to the late run they made in football and just the lack of practice time that he had in?
Yeah, I think it partly was due to, you know, just getting into basketball mode, but also the teams that we started off with, Kennesaw and Bertrand and Pleasanton, also are pretty good ball teams also that did a nice job. But, you know, I think it's probably a combination of the two things, just with the, you know, somewhat of a late start and with the quality of teams we were playing early in the season.
Kurt Bonjoff, head boys basketball coach of the Elwood Pirates, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They put together an 8-game winning streak after their only loss of the year to Pleasanton, a good ball game, 56-46 back in early December. When you have somebody that you can lean on like Bryson, I would imagine that lets some of the less experienced or younger kids come along without a lot of pressure. How do you see that coming along here this maybe since Christmas?
Well, we do have some younger players that it's helping, but we have a number of upperclassmen, a number of seniors that are contributing right now. But probably our with Braden Bonshoff as a sophomore, having to run the offense a lot and stuff. You know, I think in some ways that probably does help in that case. But we have a number of seniors, Nick Feeney, that contributes a great deal with scoring, rebounding, good defense, good open court defense. We have Chris Meyer back, who was injured later in the football season. He's back now, and that's really helped us out a lot. Richie Bennett has played really well. He's a senior also. He's started throughout the season for us this year, and he's really come along since last year. We had a kid transfer into school here, Brent Olson, that has really helped us in half-court offensive sets. And then also another senior, Nathan Ernstmeyer, who had an injury earlier in the basketball season. He's back, too, and that gives us a little bit more size inside.
Kurt, we talked a little bit about last week. You guys are going to probably see some defenses, either some a triangle in two or a box in one or something. Who is going to have to step up when it comes that time? And I've even said a triangle in two with two guys on Bryson. Yeah. Do you have people that are going to be able to step up and score those points?
Well, I have a lot of confidence in and a number of the players stepping in and being able to score, you know, probably not 40 points, but, you know, like Nick Feeney, he's capable of going for 15 or 20. I know Braden could go probably for 10 or 15 a game. Richie Bennett's had a couple of 10-point games where he can hit from the outside also. So we do have the guys that are also capable of scoring double figures if we need to do that. And we have seen some the box and one and people keying on them. And, you know, it probably the first few times is a case of just getting used to it, not panicking, and just getting into the offensive sets that we've worked on and showing some patience. And, you know, Bryson does a nice job of getting open. He's good away from the ball, and he's improving all the time on that also. So We do have some guys here that will step in.
Elwood boys basketball coach Kurt Bonjoff with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You got a very busy week, Coach, starting tonight at Eustis Farnham, and then we will see you in Overton for a doubleheader on Power 99 on Thursday, and then back home Friday to take on Medicine Valley. But a couple of key conference road games here for you.
Right. Tonight against Eustis. Eustis, they've really improved since last year. They we saw them in the summer league, and that's a little bit different than during the season. But we noticed right off the bat this summer how much they've improved. They played Arapahoe awful tough last week, and they played Alma well, and Alma's been having a good season also. So we know that they're improved with Tovik and Keller being pretty key. And Thursday night, Overton's having a good season. The games they have lost have been to some pretty good teams. The Bacon kid and Schaefer kid are both real good ball players for Overton.
Kurt, as you look ahead, you got the Fort Kearney Conference rapidly approaching. Obviously, look to be one of the higher seeds in that. You still got your sights set on that number one seed?
Well,
Pleasanton.
We talked last night in practice too. It's just one game at a time right now, and we've got to take care of things, play well tonight, and whatever happens this week. Because like I said, we have Eustis tonight and Overton, and both of those teams are having really good seasons. Med Valley has improved since last year also, so it's a case where we've got to really just concentrate one game at a time. And if we're able to take care of business, the seating should be relatively high for the boys.
Yeah, but we're not the kids, Coach. You can tell us. You can tell us. That should be a pretty good FKC tournament. I mean, you've got at least five teams that I know are very confident that could come in and do some damage. Some that you've seen, some that you will see.
Definitely, I think the top five teams right now, Axtell, Pleasanton, Kennesaw, Overton, and ourselves are all having really good seasons. The other teams, too, are showing improvement also. But right now with those other teams and stuff, it legitimately could be anybody's tournament. So,
Kurt, do the kids look ahead at all those wild card points and they start studying those at all? You got two C2 teams coming up to help those points down the stretch. Should it come down to that?
Right, and that's something I know when we were younger that we would have just eaten that stuff up. Having that on the computer, watching the points, and seeing where you're at and everything, and that's great and everything. But so many things can happen, depending on the teams that you are playing. The records can move them from one division to another. But yeah, the C2 teams, having them on the schedule, that helps. But they also, depending on their record and everything, of course, will help. But we just gotta, if it comes down to that, hopefully, it's something that will help us. But again, if they do, and I know it's coach speak, whatever, but we got to go one game at a time and take care of things, and that'll work itself out at the end of the season.
Yeah, Coach, when I was younger, I just wanted a computer. I didn't even care if it had the wild card points.
Hey, Kurt, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck tonight, and we will see you Thursday.
You bet. Thanks a lot, guys.
That's Kurt Bonjoff, head boys basketball coach at Elwood. They set 10-1 heading into their game tonight with Eustis Farnham. And then one of the teams that took some shots on the chin early on, Overton, Bertrand caught him on Saturday night, but that's a team that you just never know. They can come up and beat anybody, and they can also slip up. That's that wild card team, it seems like, right now in the FKC. But we will have a coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament when it comes up, starting on January 28th here on ESPN Radio, and, of course, the Lou Platt on Power 99. But if you get a chance, this Marlboro kid, good chance to go watch him play. Go see him Thursday. I mean, if you get a chance tonight, Eustis Farnham, Thursday at Overton.
Yeah, we've said it before. A lot of athletic ability on his mother's side.
Let's take a break. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, Daddy. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Here it is. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Nebraska will open Big 12 play tonight. 1-888-455-ESPN on the road. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. You'll win a $25 gift certificate. If you've not won the last 2 months, you're eligible. Do you know that Nebraska Big 12 road openers has never played a team from the South? They've never played a team from the South.
Really?
They have never played a team from the South.
Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Kansas State, Missouri, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa State, Colorado, Kansas State, Iowa State. This is only the third time. This will be the third time that their Big 12 opener has been on the road at Colorado.
Could be your favorite time, Doug.
You want to?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Let's put them on the air. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. 99. Here it is. Nebraska has played 11. This is the 11th. This will be the 12th year in the Big 12. So there have been 11 road openers for Nebraska. What is Nebraska's record in Big 12 road openers for the men's basketball team? 1-888-455-ESPN. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Custer Country Feeders are happy to cheer for the Callaway Bears winter sports team. They have the technique and determination to put the opposing teams into hibernation. Fans are impressed with their ability and drive, so good luck in your events this week. From Custer County Feeders, proudly supporting our Callaway Lady Bears. Humphrey Bull Rentals proudly supports the talented Gibbon winter sports teams and wishes them good luck in their events this week. Go Buffaloes! Their fans admire their skill and attitude and will be cheering for them in whatever event they are in. Comfy Bowl Rentals in Gibbon. Both trailer and skid units are available.
When it comes to watching sports in HD, you need a game plan. Let me break it down. You need your franchise player. Let's say a DLP HD TV. What that brings to the playing field is millions of tiny mirrors that deliver all the fast-paced action without all the motion blur. And in tight third down situations, DLP's 200 trillion colors always come through. Oh, and the big plays? Nobody does big better than DLP HD TVs. Sharp, no matter how big the screen. DLP HD TV. Millions of tiny mirrors make the picture amazing.
This is the sound of a day in motion, of people with places to go, things to do, of play dates, of running errands, and walking the dog. This is life, happening, with or without a cold, and it's brought to you by Vicks DayQuil. For the help you need to power through your day, get the non-drowsy, multi-symptom relief of Vicks DayQuil, because cold or no cold, the day must go on. Use as directed for cold flu relief.
Ladies Workout Express is designed with you in mind, offering visible rewards in short 30-minute workouts. Fitness is a lifetime commitment, and it's their mission to make it easy for you to include a healthy exercise regime in your hectic schedule. Visit their club to see how interval circuit training can help you achieve your weight loss goals. And you can now save half just by logging on to ESPNSuperstation.com and clicking on the Super Deals icon. Get $50 worth of gift certificates for just $25 at ESPNSuperstation.com.
This is number 37, Ian O'Brien of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some low clouds and fog linger early on yet today. Then some sunshine develops. High temperatures reach the lower 40s with south winds to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and more clouds move in late with a slight chance of snow showers by the overnight. Low of 18. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Doug and Danny show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Amazingly, or not amazingly, we still do not have a winner on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and Derek's been answering the phone lines during the whole break. I will say this.
Tom from Grand Island just got it.
All right. Tom from Grand Island. Had a lot of people guess 4 and 7. The Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, Nebraska has played 11 Big 12 road openers. 11 conference games in the Big 12. What's Nebraska men's basketball record in conference road openers? Daddy, a lot of people guessed 4 and 7, some 3 and 8. One person guessed 8 and 3. God bless you. 6 and 5 out there. No. Nebraska's record after losing their first 8 Big 12 road openers, they are 2 and 9. Nebraska is 2 and 9 in Big 12 road opening contest. And we do have a winner, so thanks for the calls. We do have a winner.
That is crazy, isn't it, when you think back? And they haven't played the South Division teams in those. You know, you would have thought, you know, snuck a couple of those in, automatic losses. No.
Oh, boy.
God.
You know what they need down there? They need a new attitude. They need a winning attitude. You know where you can get that? Prairie Hills. That's because the new gang out of Prairie Hills, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, Well, they are providing a new attitude about treating their golfers right. With their great expanse and new additions to the course upkeep, Prairie Hills is expecting to be one of the best courses in central Nebraska's. 2008 memberships are affordable from as low as $290 for a single five-day membership without cart, up to full family seven-day memberships with cart rental included. They've added punch cards that you can use for multiple rounds of 9 or 18, plus some great additions to help your game, like the driving range, their golf simulator, and practice greens. And top-of-the-line golf simulator just had their first long drive contest out there. And from everybody's accounts, the testimonials, it's lifelike. They love it. Prairie Hills' new clubhouse is open every day at 8 a.m. They stay open till midnight, complete bar with drink specials, sandwiches, and snacks. A golf course owned and operated by golfers who know what it takes to maintain the course and keep their members happy. Drive out today and get your 2008 membership and meet the new owners, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, at where? Prairie Hills Golf Course, just 9 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Come out and see them today.
Great opportunity to go out and see him today. A little frost on the trees.
Got an email here from Nick, wants to know if we're going to hear from Billy C. anytime soon. Maybe when he resurfaces with a new job. Maybe. Coach Billy C. You know, after that big interview with the Jets last week, it's been quiet on that front. Haven't heard much from him.
Yeah, a little bit of talk. A little bit of talk with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, maybe. You know, a lot of these people, we don't have a job open. They're going to make one up for him. Yeah, that's what I do.
Want to give you a couple of heads up before we get out of here. Don't forget the Royals Caravan, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. They'll be in Hastings and Kearney next Monday. We will have a special Doug and Daddy show from the location in Kearney, which is Skeeter Barnes, next Monday. Alex Gordon, Mark Tian, Tony Pena Jr., and a whole lot of folks will be on hand. Of course, just keep it here for more information. Also, next Friday the 25th, ESPN night at the Storm. Your chance to be a big winner. We'll be qualifying a lot of folks for the prizes coming up next week on the show. So a heads up, if you're a hockey fan and you like food, you'll want to combo that as a qualifier for the Doug and Daddy Show coming up next week. Joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show, we want to thank Kurt Bonjoff, head boys basketball coach of the 10-1 fifth-ranked Elwood Pirates, and Tom Hamilton from the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. Tomorrow, Dick Turpin will join us to talk more about that, some other special guests as well.
We'll see you tomorrow, ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!